Since 2010, the European Union has been steadily increasing its sanctions against Tehran. These prevent the bloc's 27 member states from purchasing Iran's oil, but they also include sanctions against certain Iranian individuals. Five of them have just won a case at the European Court of Justice that has ruled the sanctions against them are unlawful and must be reversed. The five include Dr. Ali Devandari, chairman of Bank Millat, the largest private bank in Iran. It was London-based lawyer Sarush Zaiwala who handled the case.
We are very happy. We are very happy for Dr. Devandari because we always thought that Dr. Devandari's inclusion in the sanction list was not right, not lawful. Because he is an academic, he was brought in by Bank Millat for the purpose of privatization, and why should he be listed? For 2 years, he has had this worrisome situation of sanctions. Now, sanction does not mean that he just cannot travel. All his bank accounts are frozen. Wherever he goes abroad, even in the Far East, they say, you're on the sanctions list. We will not deal with you. Now, that's not fair, because 2 years of one's life is affected by that.
The United States and Europe say Iran is developing nuclear weapons, a claim Iran strongly denies. But the EU and US have placed their own sanctions on Iran that go beyond UN measures. Ultimately, it's been proved that at least some parts of those EU sanctions are unlawful.
The legal basis is very simple. There's a Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which 148 countries sign. And the preamble of the declaration says that the states who have signed it will not injure any member of the human family or their property rights. Now, when you impose sanctions on private citizens, that means you're affecting their property rights. For example, the shareholders of the bank, their share prices would go down. Now, that, in my view, and that is a legal view, supported by Queen's Counsel, that is unlawful. Because punishing a private citizen is not permissible.
European Union paperwork shows that the sanctions were reversed on the 2nd of August. It's an unprecedented win that will be thoroughly thought over by all sides.
This decision also sends a very important message to the international community. And that is countries like Iran, India and China, they're ancient civilization, the most ancient civilization. All three of them are 10,000 years old civilization. The way to deal with them is with respect and cordiality and not through a stick. These ancient civilizations are not used to being beaten. And that is a message which needs to go now, and which is going to go.
The five individuals are now entitled to seek compensation.
The reversal of sanctions on these five Iranian individuals by the European Court of Justice will be significant, both in Iran, where the country has long maintained sanctions target ordinary Iranians and not the state, but also in Europe, as they mull over this significant legal blow against their unilateral sanction efforts against Iran. Nargis Mobaleghi, Press TV, London.